Discussion on that motion? All those in, Alderman Mayor.
How did we pass that last motion with no discussion? We had no discussion on that first motion.
He asked. No, I wanted to. He asked.
Thought I asked.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't hear it. Budgeting 101, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, or Mark, we don't want to fill operational budget gaps with non-sustainable funding sources, correct? So why are we taking landfill siting fees and plugging operational expenses with that?
That's normal revenue.
The landfill siting fees for the city of Franklin have had a significant degree of stability, and we do have a contractual arrangement with the landfill. There is still a little bit of risk in the long-term aspect of it, in that the expansion that the landfill has been working on hasn't yet been completed, that guarantees some of the revenue stream coming. But the city does have a, and the city attorney can address this better than I can, but the city does have a relatively high expectation that the contracted amount of landfill siting fee can be anticipated in the future. So relying on those on the operating side, at least for the next 10 or 15 years, does have some degree of stability, just like budgeting revenues from building permit fees. At a certain level, you can anticipate it's going to be within what your annual operating stream revenue stream is. Now, the risk that you run, if from a budgeting standpoint, if you were to ask me, is that moving more landfill siting revenue in the operating side is a card that you get to play once. Each one of those dollars, once you move it to the operating side, that's your last opportunity to do that. So, for example, if you look at this year's budget, the maximum we could increase our taxes, you know, were $110,000. Our increase in the Wisconsin retirement system was $250,000. We have that same thing happen next year, and the growth levels at the same thing next year. The total increase in property taxes would be only enough to cover half of the Wisconsin retirement system increase. Then you're going to have to find some other revenue source, or maybe unfund that last police officer position, or make some other cut, or, you know, do something different. So if you can play that card this year, but you only get to play it once for that $110,000. And that was the concern I presented at the end of the budget presentation. We've used a lot of those tricks the last 4 years to keep taxes down to the minuscule increase that they've had. And my concern is maintaining operation levels going forward. If we continue to try and find ways right now to keep it down. So you can do it, but you do increase your risk for future maintenance of operations.
So when we run out of tricks, we're going to be looking at a substantial increase rather than a reasonable increase now, possibly, potentially.
Or a reduction in service.
Or a reduction in service, exactly. Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're still Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I don't see this as a trick. Currently, if we pass the budget the way that it is, we are using the landfill siting fees in the capital improvement fund. So all the motion does is takes two revenue sources that we're already saying are there and decreases them and decreases an expenditure. So it's not... With, I guess the only way you could do it any other way was to disregard all the landfill siting fees, which would change the entire capital improvement fund budget. If you're going to use them and say you're going to use it to build parks with using landfill siting fees and they're in there, and then you say, oh, well, we're going to remove a project, then you don't need to put in the revenue sources for a project that you're not going to build. And this, as the note says, the net expenditure reduction for the park project is greater than the revenue reduction. So it still leaves a fair amount of revenue in that. It just, you know, we just don't do a park that at that full cost. It's the only difference. There's still money to do something. It's just not the full cost of an unwanted park.
Any other discussion on the amendment? Okay. Anybody else? Okay, on the amendment?
Just on that amendment?
Yeah.
Just on this amendment, yeah. All right. All those in favor of the amendment offered by Alderman Wilhelm, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. Other action on the budget. Alderwoman Mayer.
I did pass out just a simple sheet. I'm going to need a little help on an amendment motion. But basically this sheet just shows certain line items in each one of, I don't know if there's 7 departments, just showing line items that have very little use or no use at all over, I don't know, 6 years. So I just made a list of just different those line items to show you that the money is in the budget, but it's never used. It just falls to the bottom line. It'd be nice to just clean up the budget, take those items out of there. If you're looking at the alderman budget, volunteer recognition, the money that has been spent over the years would be easily covered by the volunteer recognition that is in the mayor's budget. We're looking at volunteer recognition, probably $30,000 that has been put into that line item over, I don't know how many years, but probably $2,000 has been used in that. If you have any questions on that, basically what my motion would be is to take out that $15,400 that you see on the right side on the bottom. Some of those line items would still hold some funds in there, but it's decreasing it to a more reasonable level and taking out the ones that we just don't seem to use.
So the motion she would be suggesting is for the purpose of reducing general fund operating expenses, reduce the listed departments and line items by the amounts listed in, it's your column on the end. So it was mayor subscriptions, $50, memberships, $100, conferences and schools, $1,000, alderman other professional services, $500, operating supplies, $1,000, volunteer recognition, $5,000, administration, employee recognition, $2,000, labor attorney, $3,000, municipal buildings, conferences and schools, $250, building inspection, mileage, $200, planning filing fees by $300 and highway traffic signal maintenance by $2,000 for a total expense reduction of $15,400.
Correct.
Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Mr. Mayor, is there an offset to that? Is that going to, it's a reduction of expenditures only?
Correct.
Discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
Just to be clear, so what you've done is you looked at a back history for approximately 6 years under these items and have determined that the money has not been spent for the category that it's in. So you're suggesting reducing but not completely eliminating all the funds in each one of the categories, but definitely reducing it down. What would be the
Some would be completely eliminated just because we haven't used the money for how many years. Some would still leave a balance or a budget amount in there. The labor attorney, for instance, take it down $3,000. That was actually a suggestion in Mark's presentation, you would still have $20,000, which is per history easily covered.
Okay, so the column on the most furthest right is the column of suggested amount, and the other column is the reduction, what the full amount is.
Correct. It would total up to $15,400 reduction. The other column is just showing you that some of those line items still would show, have a balance in them.
And just a question for staff, Paul, or when the budget or when the departments end up needing to grab some extra little pinch, have they gone into this extra fund and moved things around, or have these always fallen? Let's say, you know, one of the departments is short on something. Do they search for that extra $500, or are they always dropping to the bottom line?
The way your budget is actually set up is, and I believe we included the pages in the Common Council packet, but there's about five or six pages that list the appropriation units. So each budget, by statute, it's really just two line items, the personnel line items and the non-personnel, the contractual services, these other things. Those are the general fund operating budgets. It's really narrowed down to those two line items. Within that whole grouping of, like, non-personnel services, a department head has the ability where one line can be overspent by a little as long as other lines are underspent by a matching amount. We do present the full budget book with all the individual accounting line items for each as a matter of transparency and public record, and so that people can see what the department anticipates their year to be. But each of those individual line items can vary a lot during a given year. So each department head has the ability to allow a line item to overspend as long as another line item is commensurately underspent. I think that addresses your question. What they can't do is use an appropriation from the personnel side and then move that on the non-personnel side. So if they have a vacancy and they have a lot of unspent wage money, they can't use it to then go out and buy extra supplies. That would require a budget modification that the Common Council would have to do.
Do you see any budget problems with each department and any of these suggestions? Well, the one that you're very aware of, or just?
I guess what I would add is, you know, obviously this kind of analysis is something we did as well. I went through our system and dumped all of the non-personnel line items and did a 6-year history, ran the under expenditure by percentage for each year, 2010 through 2016, for each line item, and then found which one over a 6-year period had deviations, underspent, just like you did. And so we went through, we used that, and did these same sorts of cuts. So we, in the ones we identified, in order to submit the budget that we did to you, we had already reduced them by around, I think, $68,000. That's one of the ways we were able to manage the budget. So my concern with doing these cuts further, while we still have the anticipated under expenditures at the $470,000 level, I do think you could cut this if you make this, but then also reduce that anticipated under expenditures by the same amount. And then if none of these are so drastic that a department likely couldn't figure out what to do. You know, I'll use my own department as an example, the labor attorney. That does tend to be a hit or miss. I've got a lot of expenses this year because we've been doing some pension work, that with some IRS filings we've had to do. But if we have two grievances that go to arbitration hearings, $20,000 isn't going to touch it. I would be back. But those don't happen much. We have good relationships with our union. We've only had maybe two in the 10 years I've been here. So you can probably do that, but if something happens, you might see a department come back. Most of these examples are not going to necessarily cause that to happen. So I think you could do that, but I would recommend, as Paul had referenced, maybe an offset with reducing that anticipated under expenditure, which would help bring that number, $15,400, back closer to in line. And it wouldn't make it any more challenging overall for the city to achieve a balanced budget.
I would support that addition.
Yeah.
Just if anybody wants to take a look at page 184 in their budget book, and since only one is grabbing, I'll just move on here. But traffic signal maintenance, which is the last one on the Alderwoman's suggestion list, budget request is $44.50. So traditionally we've been double, and we reduced that by $2,000. But if you read the write-up, it's part of a contractual agreement with Milwaukee County. You pull it out, but then we got to go look at somewhere else to cover our contractual agreements.
And that one in particular, just at the last meeting, you just approved a contract with them for 27th Street that said anything that gets knocked over on 27th Street, they're going to fix, they're going to bill you. So you're going to have some extra obligations on that one. Jerry does have a fairly large budget. He manages it very closely, but it is very tight for him. Whether he can absorb that, you know, not knowing what sort of added cost that county contract you just approved last meeting will bring into play, that may be the tightest one out of all of them.
All I'm saying is that over the last 6 years, you've had $546 used out of $20,000-$30,000. Put into it. So
right.
It's just not being used.
Right.
So contract or no contract, it's not. It could be absorbed somehow.
Alderman Barber.
I understand most of the line items or what you're doing there. The only one that I have questioned is under Alderman, the volunteer recognition. There seems to have been some activity in recent years regarding that line item, but you're taking it down the full 5,000 to virtually eliminating any money there. I think possibly
it doesn't. It only eliminates it in the alderman budget. It does not eliminate it in the mayor's budget, and the mayor's budget would cover all those expenses.
The mayor's budget is $1,000.
We've never spent that much, so it would cover it just fine. And
I'm okay with whatever you guys do is your decision. But let me, the budget document is an important document to read. The mayor's budget for recognition also includes employee recognition.
No, it doesn't. The administration budget has the $3,000 for employee, which hasn't been used either. So these are all very reasonable line items.
The volunteer recognition, the $5,000 there, folks, was we put that in several years ago for a party to thank our volunteers.
We haven't done it.
That never happened.
We haven't done it.
Since I've been here. Yeah.
Because
it never happened. And then you tried to put it in 2008.
Folks, one at a time.
And that council was
one
reasonable
at a time.
And took it out.
One at a time, please. So I agree. It's not been used. It's not been used for a good reason. The person that we asked to do the job had no time to do it. And no one else came forward to help. So you take it out, that's fine. Just understand what it was used for or what it was intended for. You know, take it out, it's okay, but just know that. So, Alderman Barber, I think you still have the floor.
I'd feel comfortable reducing it, but not eliminating it. That's a full line item.
Okay, it only came back in 2015 at $5,000. It was at 1,000, it was at 0. We weren't doing anything with it. Does everybody understand?
Well, maybe you can go.
It's, you have to deal with the changes that you get. So, you know, Alderman Taylor.
Well, maybe Alderwoman Mayor can go back from the 5,000 to the 1,000, which kind of, you know, hopefully maybe solves Alderman Barber's issue. I'd be okay with that. I second your motion. I'd be okay with going from 5,000 to 1,000. So there's still some money there to do certain things. That, you know, we did spend $630 in 2016, so maybe keep that dollar amount, and then as long as we're going to offset, I heard from Alderman Wilhelm, and I would support, want to support just
take
reducing the under expenditures so we offset it.
I would support just keeping $1,000 in it then and taking out $4,000. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and then you would then also then just reduce the under expenditure by that $14,400.
I would go along with that.
Okay, so that was your motion. That's my second.
Wait. Now we're getting out of control again. Now, do we have an amendment? We have Alderwoman Mayer's amendment. Was there a second?
There's a second by me.
Yeah.
Okay, so Alderwoman Mayer is amending her amendment.
Right.
By $1,000, and you agreed to the second.
$4,000.
So
take out $4,000, leaving a $1,000 balance.
Right.
So you're removing $14,400.
Right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So okay, on that motion, any other discussion?
And that included adding a commensurate offset in the
unanticipated. Yes. Right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's how I understood my second.
Okay, for those listening, $14,400 coming out of expenses, various accounts, and $14,400 adjustment to the anticipated under expenditures account to offset. Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
No.
Okay, sorry. Madam Clerk, please.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 no. No absent, no abstentions. Any other action regarding the budget? On the main motion with amendments. Madam? No, I won't do that. All those in favor of the motion, including the amendments already passed, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Actually, we need to do a roll call. No. Motion carries.
Yes, for noes.
Yeah. Any opposed? Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes. No absent, no abstentions. Okay. Good. Budget for next year. Move back to item E1, appointment, mayoral appointment with Wendy Neck.
A minute. Council minutes you didn't do.
We did that.
See,
we did that.
We did
that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You can do it again.
Okay, that's fine.
Who are you?
Yeah.
They were great reading. But, Wendy Knacker to the Civic Celebrations, Alderman D'Andrea.
I'd like to make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Madam Clerk. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I forgot our new system here. Sorry. The mayor makes the following appointments.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Yes.
So I'll retract my motion.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's right.
Wendy Knackert, 1st District to Civic Celebrations, a 3-year unexpired term. Bob Knackert, Civic, they know each other. Civic Celebrations, Alderman District 1, 3-year unexpired. I'm going to table Matt Kuhl, so for the purposes of this motion, he's not included. And Alderman Barber to the Board of Health.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Now, this is on everybody but Matt Kuhl. All those in, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
5, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent. Motion carries. Item 3, I'm the motion to table Matt Kuhl to a future meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk. Oh, table. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Item G1, consent agenda. Any action?
Some separate action?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3, standards findings.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4, a resolution accepting conservation easement.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5, thank you, Carlisle folks, for the crowd here. This will be another 20,000 square foot addition on top of a 30,000 square foot addition. This company is growing like crazy. They're a fine member in our business park. So next time you're flying and you hook up to the internet, thanks, Steve. Thanks. Ordinance to amend, G5, an ordinance to amend the municipal code relative to deferment of special assessments. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6, resolution for final direction, Mr. City Attorney.
Only that with regard to the petition and waiver of notice and hearing handout before the common council members this evening, at the foot of the document, which has been signed by Creative Homes, it does state accepted pursuant to the authority of the common council, and that would be from the whereas, the third whereas in the particular resolution in G6, recognizing that the property owners have waived notice of hearing, and also part of the waiver includes a consent to pay the special assessments for the two lots, which are no longer part of the proposed preliminary plat, within 10 days of adoption of this resolution. If approved, as the prior resolution was, or ordinance was just approved, and then the other two special assessment for lots 1 and 2 would be due and payable in full upon the next sale, as set forth in the ordinance just adopted by those new owners.
This question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Finance or city engineering, what is the difference between what the city paid for that and what we're actually finally getting back?
Cost plus interest.
Cost difference between what it costs to put the road and sat, you know, the laterals and sewer in versus what we're getting back. What did we, what's our negative side on that?